All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, second hour of the American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Ron, the expatriate from Austin. And you know, Ron, with what's going on, and we've been, all of us, all of the listening audience have been covering, you know, or watching closely on this Edna Lane Brown as it unfolded. And, you know, Ed was arrested ultimately with Elaine, and that now they have finally arrived at their destination, Ed, in what is it, Elk something, Ohio, where he was mysteriously, you know, disappeared for a week or so. And we've got this happening all over. We have federal agents that are literally stalking, you know, believers, patriots that are meeting up at Murphy's Bar up there in Manchester, New Hampshire. We've got 10 federal agents just sitting there glaring at them and intimidating them. And this is becoming a country of intimidation. Which is a discomforting feeling. We've had the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act. We've had the legislation that was passed on the hate crimes legislation. They're trying to inhibit our speech. It's to the point where they're placing us deeper and deeper and deeper into a shell, if you will. And we have to watch what we do, watch what we say, watch how we walk, watch where we go. What, you know, don't approach this person, that poor person. And they're forcing us into a position of being apprehensive and self-conscious and politically correct if we even walk out the door. Now, is that how you felt? Was that part of what you felt in deciding to relocate?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, particularly when I learned that that there's, I think, somewhere in the vicinity of 800 new detention camps that have been built by Halliburton and the like. I'm of half Jewish heritage. I have grandparents that were Holocaust survivors. And when somebody mentions concentration camps or detention camps in the U.S., you know, I kind of have an aversion to that. I don't really want to be around to find out what that's all about.
Well, that's understandable. But, you know, what I had just pointed out was the tip of the iceberg. By the way, again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I welcome your questions and comments, folks, and your thoughts, your perceptions on the possibility of, you know, relocating, even if it's only to just regroup, and maybe if it gets better, to come back to a better society or to regroup, find a place. And I've said this on the air before, you know, if we could all find a place, if all of the patriot movement can find a place where we could all gravitate with like mind for a strategy, you know, the powers that be, Ron, they have these think tanks. They have the Heritage Institute. They have the RAND Corporation. They have all of these think tanks where they get the wisest of the wise, and they put them together in a room with 20, 30, 40 people, and they think about ways to take away our freedoms. They think about ways to inhibit us. They think about ways to take our money away from us. They think about ways to enslave us. Well, you know, why not fight fire with fire? This is indeed an info war. This is a thought war. This is an intellectual war. And it reminds me, Ron, of when, you know, in the wars in, for example, Iraq right now, which is an occupation, the insurgency is a guerrilla war. The Vietnam War, it was a guerrilla war. These people were outnumbered. They were outgunned. So the only way that they could fight back, really, was to become guerrillas. And you know what? It's been proven time and time and time again throughout history that it doesn't matter how much power, it doesn't matter how much firepower, it doesn't matter how much money a nation has, they cannot win a guerrilla war. We've seen it in Vietnam, we've seen it here in Iraq. Okay, they cannot win, because when you're an attacking country, you know, you're the aggressing country, the sovereignty of the nation is held more dear to that country than anything else, and they will all eventually perish before they will willingly give up their country. And it's the same thing with us. The problem is we're outnumbered and we're outgunned. And we have to regroup. We have to think this through and become more like them in an intellectual sense where we know how to fight back. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with more. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, with my guest, Ron, the expatriate. Stick with us.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest expatriate Ron from Austin, who is now living in central Mexico. Now, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And speaking of the phone lines, they're starting to light up here, so you want to take some calls, Ron?
Great. Yeah, was that your producer that just called and asked my last name, or do we have somebody else interested?
No, yeah, it was. It was. He asked me, okay. And I told him, you know, I told him to pick up the phone and ask you. So,
okay,
all right,
good.
Anyway. All right, but first we're going to go to Dylan in Texas. Dylan, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead. Hello, Dylan. Dylan from Texas, are you on?
Don't think he's there.
Okay, I'll tell you what, let's put him on hold, John. Let's go to Greg in Austin. Greg, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this? Is this Greg?
This is Dylan in Texas.
Oh, okay, Dylan. All right. Greg, keep holding. You'll be next, Greg. Go ahead, Dylan.
I know you didn't want to make this about Mexico, but we hear in the news and everything that there's a lot of upheaval down in southern Mexico, and you say you're in central Mexico. Can you talk a little bit about the political situation down there?
I think you may have heard some stuff going on in the very southern part of Mexico, in a state called Chiapas, where they have some political things going on, and that's a little bit more than you can handle on this quick radio show. However, I have not experienced any of that problem. I live in the northern part of Mexico, and find it to be extremely stable. I was a little bit worried about it before I moved here, but found out that
you live in the northern part.
Northern Central. But, you know, again, we're not just talking about Mexico. There are many different options and opportunities for expatriation all over the world. Mexico just happens to be where I am.
Some people like Alex Jones and others say that they're talking about there's a large movement for more equity, disbursement of equity, or something like that. Is there any political movement native there that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
No.
All right.
No.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Greg in Austin. Greg, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Was that Craig? I'm Craig in Austin. Yeah, okay, there you go. A couple of issues. It's some questions definitely relevant to this discussion, but a quick note for you. I am, Michael, I am a holistic physician, very competent. I can stay on the line and give my number to your producer when we get off air and give you something to clear up your problem very quickly.
Well, that'd be good.
Okay. So just
It comes and goes. You know, I don't want to get into my whole medical history, what's been going on this week. But sometimes I feel fine, and other times
we can talk. If you can take my number off air, I'll be glad to help you.
That's fine. We can give time.
Okay. All right. And the other thing is, I'm very interested in this discussion. I think Michael, you and I are brain. We spoke the other day on the phone about expatriating, and you know, like maybe possibly even a group of patriots who are disgusted with our current situation to get out there, and maybe we can be more effective from outside the borders. You know,
go ahead.
That's not outside the realm of possibility. I mean, I'd like to set up a, you know, Radio Free America equivalent out there and be broadcasting back in, because pretty soon this whole country is going to be behind razor wire.
Well, this is my concern, Craig, and you know, my thought pattern is, it's, you know, I've crossed the boundary of the cowardly thing, because it's not really cowardice. It's more like suicide. If you stay here and your door's busted in with 30 goons with guns, you're either going to submit or you're going to be dead, you're going to be running around the country. Go ahead.
If you were in pre-war Germany and you saw the handwriting on the wall, is it more patriotic for you to stay there? I don't think so.
You
might be able to help the resistance from the outside.
I think I mentioned that the exact same thing just a few minutes ago, didn't I?
Yeah.
I didn't hear. I'm only intermittently able to listen. But a couple of questions for you. I'm sorry. I've forgotten the name.
Ron. Yeah.
A couple of questions for you. Okay. Got the load on Mexico. Do you know about, can you give us information about both Venezuela and Guatemala?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Venezuela and Guatemala. Can you give him information on either of those?
I think Guatemala is certainly an option. I think out of most of the Central American countries, that's probably one I would pick last to expatriate to. A little less stable in their economy and their political situation. Venezuela, that's a whole other discussion depending on how you feel about Hugo Chavez.
Well, let me insert something here.
Did you say Guatemala was less stable?
Yeah, I would, you know, I'm pretty fluent in Spanish and very much adept at the at the Hispanic culture, so I think I could get around there just fine. But for the average gringo heading down there, I think the situation is a little more tenuous.
Learning the language is going to be absolutely critical, but that can be done with intensive learning, I think.
Right. And as far as Venezuela, I looked at Venezuela. There's an island off the coast of Venezuela. I believe it's Isle Isle de Marguerite. And I looked at that, and I was in contact with some people down there that were asking me to come down and take a look around. I opted out of that, however, simply because it was I don't know, it's too barren. From what I understand, the more I researched it, the more I decided against it. And then, of course, I had John Stadtmuller talking me out of it as well. So, at any rate,
we can talk off the air about Venezuela, but I have some interesting information on it that you might be interested in. I mean,
real quick, because the callers are lining up here, Craig. So go ahead.
I'll let you go. We can talk off the air about that.
That's fine. Okay.
It's interesting though. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for the call, and I will talk to you off the air. Okay. Next, we're going to go to John in New York, and then after that, Steve in Texas. John, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Yes. To relocate, one is the language barrier, and then if you do speak the language, it will your accent give you away. And then the other thing is go back maybe 50 years, maybe not that far back, at the country's history and see how much they've tortured their people. Just because the particular regime in right now may be good, who knows how quick it will change to another. And then if you move to a country that is going to be a potential enemy of America, you have to worry about being invaded again and still in the same mess. And what skill sets are you going to be bringing to the new country if you're, unless you're loaded with tons of money? That's the other problem. If you're not willing to have a giant bankroll, what kind of skills are you going to have in that country, especially if a worldwide economic collapse goes about? You're going to be fending yourself with the rest of the dirt, the people scraping dirt. So, that's the problem.
Okay, you want to address that? I'm sorry.
Well, I'd say, first of all, as far as skills go, outsourcing is a very popular term these days, so particularly in terms of globalization. Most people don't realize that you can actually outsource yourself. And depending on what skill set you have, there's probably a need for it in your country of choice. We're talking about other countries, not other planets. And so much of what we have in the United States, they have in other countries in varying degrees of development. And so therefore, just about every skill set that one could have is probably quite marketable in another country.
That answers your question, John.
Yes, it is. It just tells me that I need to go become, something more hands skills. Because if you're a salesman or something like that, you're not going to, I don't think you'll have a very good opportunity. So if you're an auto mechanic or a machinist, since they're tooling up, that would probably be the skills you should probably get before you leave the country or
right.
something like that.
Right. No, and I understand it. And this isn't for everybody. This is it's a major decision that people have to make. But also, I love the idea, what Craig mentioned, is the idea of getting like-minded people together and, creating a think tank, if you will, like they use against us all the time, and be able to put our heads together and create logical and marketable counter plans, if you will, to maintain our freedoms. And, go ahead.
Another thing is, maybe start in your own, if you can't leave, starting your own county and your town and do like the Amish do and clump together. Tonight they're going to be talking about on RBN, they're going to talk about doing micro radio stations. So I think every patriot should have that stays behind should have a micro radio station to try to influence their friends and neighbors, because you're only as strong as your next door neighbor is as far as links in a chain.
Oh, I agree with you, and I think that's a fantastic idea. And, as time goes on, this network, and I'm a listener when I get off the air just like you guys are, okay? And I'm telling you, the quality programming that John Stadtmuller has put together, this is an addicting show. It's an addicting network. I'm sorry, that's a little egotistical to say it's an addicting show, but it's an addicting network, and you get a lot of information you're not going to get anywhere else. But at any rate, thank you so much for the input. Thank you for your call. John, let's go to Steve in Texas. Yeah. Steve, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Mike, how you doing today? Good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you, sir. Good to talk to you. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to back up some of what your guest is saying there. I'm currently back into Texas. I just moved here about a year and a half ago. I've spoken with you before. And I'm in a rather unique situation. I actually was expatriated for a short while here not long ago, went to India, was actually supposed to be there. In fact, had things worked out the way they were supposed to be, I would just now be coming home. But things being what they are, they didn't, I was not wanted to do the job that I was told I was hired to do to go over there. So things didn't work out. I only wound up staying there about 6 months. But like,
I tell you what, let me stop you, Steve. Stick with me. I'll hold you over, okay? But we got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back. Got a great discussion going here today, folks. Stick with us. Call your neighbors and friends. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
A short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour with my guest Ron, the expatriate from Austin. Phone lines are loaded, folks. 800-313-9443. I'm going to get to all of you. We've got Steve in Texas on the line now. Steve, real quick, another minute. Go ahead.
All right. Well, what I was saying, I spent a short time in India here a little over a year ago. And, I was treated just absolutely wonderful as far as the people go. I'm on the other side of the world where all this nonsense is going on. India is not that far away from, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iraq, all that nonsense. But the people themselves treated me absolutely wonderful. The only people I had problems with was the company I was working for.
So are you, in your mind, real quick, and I've got to let you go because my phone lines are loaded, but in your mind, do you think that all this stuff about, well, we're hated throughout the world by the people because, do you think
it's
more propaganda than anything?
It
okay.
Is.
All right. Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for the input. I appreciate the call, Steve. Next, let's go to Eugene in Ohio. Eugene, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
Hey, listen. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing real good, but you know what? That sounds real good and all, to expatriate and repatriate somewhere else, but what about all of us that can't afford to do that here in this country, I'd like to find out what you guys think about that, because the way I was thinking was we're just going to have to stay here, majority of us, to bite the bullet come what may.
Like, okay, Eugene, hold on a second. John, the engineer, turn your voice down. Okay, go ahead, Eugene, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. You know, I mean, if I had the money, I might think about doing that, but I can't uproot off my land. You know, I've been here for, been on this land for generations, and what are we supposed to do, just, you know, let these people run us off? And I imagine there may be millions of others that think in the same way that I am, that we're just going to have to stay here come what may, you know, and just... What? You know, see what happens.
Right, and Eugene, and I know Ron, I know you'll agree with me when I say, and I mentioned before, this isn't for everybody. You know, we all have, you know, we all have our particular situations, Ron, right? And not everybody can leave. And, you know, the people that can leave, some of those may not want to leave, and that's fine. It's a matter, it's up to the individual.
Well, you know what makes no sense to me is the guys with the resources that does have money, the so-called patriots that do have money that could make a difference here, you know, whether it be, I'm just going to come right out and say it, you know, by arms or whatever else. I don't think that, you know, they should be like rats and start jumping ship, you know. They call themselves Americans, man. We're on American soil. Why the hell they want to leave, man? Like I said, they've got resources. They ought to figure out what to do with the resources, educate people, arm people, be blunt about it, what the enemy wants to call insurgents. Well, then, so be it. I think that they should arm the insurgents, you know. If you look at the word insurgents, what that means is a resident. You know?
Right. No, I know that, Eugene. Ron, you have a comment?
Like you said, it's not for everybody. Those who want to stay certainly should stay. And there's nothing wrong with that. Expatriation is just an option. For those who are on a sinking ship, they can choose to get in a lifeboat or they can stay on the ship if they want to.
Right. And as far let me address one quick thing, Eugene. As far as when you say, well, these people that have all the money and they expatriate, you think they are...
Well, yeah, but people with resources, you know, guys like me, and there's millions of us, don't have the thousands of dollars just to pull up stake and just move somewhere else, you know. We got to stay here, man. You know, why let these people run us off is what I don't understand, and what your guest is advocating. You know, if you do got the, like he says, well, if they got the money, got the choice to leave, well, they can leave. It's their choice. Yeah, sure. When the shit hits the fan, man, and then it's all over and done. When it's all over and done with, they want to come back. Well, I don't think they should be allowed to.
Okay, we appreciate your call. Thank you, Eugene. Let's go to Kenny in California. Kenny, you're on the line with Michael and Ryan. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to make how you doing? I just want to make a couple of points. One is, I'm in agreement with him about leaving. I've been planning on leaving for a while. However, I would think twice about going to Mexico or some of these other countries. I just came back from Costa Rica. Yeah, it's a nice place to visit. Don't think I'd live there. Was in Mexico back in December, met with a Pennsylvania couple of 10 years living down there. They own a bed and breakfast. The horror stories they told me about living in Mexico would not have me wanting to go there. I'm much more apt to go somewhere in Asia myself. But the other point I wanted to make is that regardless of where someone goes, if the U.S. economy tanks, we're in a situation where the world is dependent upon the U.S. economy. So if the U.S. economy tanks, pretty much the world economy is going to tank. So no matter where you are, you're going to be affected unless you've got enough property to grow your own food and you can create your own sustenance, and or you're in a local small micro market where you have small growers and farmers and such where you can actually get the get your food and such as that to survive, you might make it. But if you're dependent upon at all upon infrastructure, trucking, airlines, any of that stuff, you're going to be affected. So, you know, I'm not quite sure that moving to another country is really going to help too much. Although, as I said in the beginning of my statement, I'm in not in opposition. I'm planning on leaving myself.
Well, let me ask you this: as far as sanctuary in the short term and regrouping, I mean, you know, to me that would be a reasonable move.
What would be reasonable? You mean to Mexico?
Well, no, I'm just saying out of the country. I'm not necessarily saying Mexico. I'm saying anywhere.
I agree with you. I'm just adding to it, saying that that people that move to other countries, if we do have an economic collapse, you're still going to be affected no matter where you go, because these other countries are dependent upon the U.S. economy. So, and it, they're all, you know, all the world currencies are fiat now. So
got to let you go, man. I'm going to a break right now. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, American Awakening. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are loaded up, Ron. Hey, Ron, tell me, did I hear Kenny from California right? Was he telling us all the reasons not to move out of the country, and he says as soon as he gets the money, he's doing it? Did I hear?
And I've heard that from a couple of different people who offered a bit of a differing viewpoint, an opposing viewpoint, but at the very end, even Jim, who called in last week, at the very end said, you know, gee, I've really thought about it. If I could do it, I would.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we got to get to all these calls, but the phone lines are loaded here. I'm going to go to Robert, Larry, Jim, BJ. I'll get to all of you here. I'm going to go to Robert in Utah first. Robert, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I want to approach this issue just as quickly as I can. Is it okay if I give out a website?
Sure, go ahead.
It's called NATO, that's NATO,
mm-hmm.
IndianNation.com. That's NATO,
okay.
IndianNation.com. It's an organization I've been working with for a number of years, And one of, right, one of the expectations is at some point that this nation is going to be turned upside down, right? I think your guest is having, he's talking about one option, that's leaving this country. There are, there's so many pieces. I'm just moving through it as fast as I can here.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Robert, I can give you about a minute, but I mean, and it's not that I don't want to hear it. I could talk to you off the air, but,
You talked about bringing groups of people together with the same interest. I am currently a part of four of those groups, okay?
Okay.
And there are contacts of mine that I have who have been visited by angels, and they have been instructed that war is about to come to this country. Go get a place ready. They have been doing so. I believe that you think you can get in the right location, but if you're not right with God, then it doesn't matter where you are. And so I see there are people who think they can leave this country and they'll be fine, but I think it matters. Whatever you do, I think it matters that you get on your knees, you ask God where you need to be, and do what He to do. It's not about food enough. It's not about where you live. It's not about how much money you have. About being right with God and doing what He tells you to do. But absolutely, this radio station, RBN, is one of those brain trusts that you're talking about. Appreciate your show.
Hey, listen, Robert, go into my website, send me an email with some of that information, would you please?
What is it?
It's www.theamericanawakening.org. And you'll find my email address in there. Drop me some information on that, okay? And I'll hook up with you.
All right.
All right? All right, very good. Thank you. All right, next let's go to Larry in Nevada. Larry, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
I'm
hello,
really,
Larry.
Very good. How are you guys? I'm
all
excited about next year. I'm leaving the country, and I'm looking forward to just following the footsteps of what my ancestors did when they left Scotland, and everybody else, if they look back on their ancestry, we're doing the same thing. Are your
we're a nation.
Excuse me?
We are a nation of expatriates. Two to five generations, and this entire country is an expatriate.
Exactly, and I'm just taking the next step. I'm going to be, down the road, my grandkids are going to say, you know, Granddad was the guy that left the U.S. and came down to Uruguay, and that's how I got here. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it, and I have no regrets about leaving this country.
What do you know about Uruguay, Ron?
Certainly a very, very viable option. As a matter of fact, I was just reading a little bit about Uruguay last night, as a matter of fact, preparing for the show. Very much a viable option.
Yeah, it's got a lot of advantages.
What people don't realize, the George Bush family has just purchased 100,000 acres in Paraguay.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. We've reported that. Matter of fact, I heard he just bought some more. So, listen.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say... It took quite a bit of time, but thank goodness for the advancement of the Internet, which is going to allow me to live a decent life outside this country, because it makes no sense to me to go get a job based on the local economy in these countries and be poor like everybody else. So great advantages. The reason I picked Uruguay was because Uruguay and Argentina, one of the few, actually they were first world countries that were kind of leveled, if you call it, back in the early 2000 because of an economic meltdown. And these are countries that are very modern, modern roads, modern infrastructure, and they're good places to live. They were at one time very expensive to live in Argentina and Uruguay. But excuse me?
Okay. All right, Larry, I got to run. Okay, got other callers. Thank you so much for the input, though. Uruguay's a place to look at. Let's go next to Jim in Ohio. Jim, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Appreciate you having me on the show to talk with you. I have a lot of conflicting feelings about leaving. You know, there's a lot of our ancestors that died for this country to give us what we had and what we're losing fast. And I think the only way that we could win against this organized force of evil that we're confronting is if we organize just as well as they have or better than they have. Either that or we're going to have to find somewhere else to live.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but what we're talking about here is we are talking about putting together like-minded people, think tanking, wherever it may be, to combat, because that's what they're doing to us, Jim. And, you know, I'm the last person in the world that wants to leave my homeland, leave my country, but this is no longer my government, okay?
Well, that's
and
how I
cannot,
feel. That's how
yeah.
I feel exactly, and the thing is the technology is getting to the point where they can monitor our every move, and just like Alex Jones always talks about living in a prison planet, you know, that's a heck of a way to feel, you know. I'd rather be in a country where I don't feel like I'm being monitored, but, you know, we're going to have to make a choice. It's coming down to the wire here pretty soon, I think.
Right. Ron, you want to comment?
Well, you know, give you an example of that, you know, the people of like minds. In an English-speaking country, as a matter of fact, if you take the nation of Belize, which is English-speaking, you know, there's a huge Mennonite community there. We're talking about tens of thousands of Mennonites who expatriated there many, many years ago to seek religious freedom and kind of, you know, create their own little environment. And they've done extremely well doing that. So that's certainly a great, great concept. That, if folks of like mind want to gravitate towards one particular area and stake out some ground with which to strengthen and regroup, that's certainly a viable possibility.
Ron, I've heard that Panama has some advantages as far as banking goes, to where they have privacy laws, to where they don't have reciprocity with any other government in the world. Have you studied that at all?
Yeah, there's some fantastic banking opportunities in Panama, Belize, and all over, as a matter of fact, all over the world. You can look up a website, a group called Sovereign Society, and they will give quite a bit of direction on managing your finances offshore.
Okay.
All right.
Great.
Well, listen, thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate the input, partner.
Thank you. Good
all right. Yeah, thank you, sir. All right, let's go to BJ in Texas. BJ, you're on with Michael and Ron. Go ahead.
Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Michael, Ron, what a great topic you guys are having today. I don't know where to begin. I have a thousand thoughts, but I've actually spent the last 30 years of my life researching how to leave the United States, because I've studied what the New World Order has planned for the U.S., and I have a wife and two kids, and I've actually spent hundreds of thousands of hours. I've spent over tens of thousands of dollars researching every country in the world and what is really going on with what's going to happen to the United States. Nobody has the crystal ball. You can't see, you know, exactly what's going to happen. But what they have planned for the U.S. makes anybody that has any logic, any intelligence, an IQ about 5, think about, you know, how you're going to survive this thing. And there certainly are people out there. I have friends that, you know, are arming themselves to the teeth. But if you really research what's going on and who they are, they have us in checkmate, basically. So I started about 20 years ago going to all the countries of the world that, and investigating them and looking at their politics and looking at their viability. And I've actually written huge amounts of documentation on all the countries of the world, and I rate them in a categories, 100 categories of survivability, of ability to grow food and to live in natural disasters and war and conflict, etc. And there are a few countries in the world that really filter to the top, where they're very survivable and they have tons of freedom, 1,000 times more than what we do in the United States. And
Ron, have you published these countries in order on the web on a website?
I'm getting ready to actually make a business of it. I'm going to help people expatriate out of the United States. But I do, Michael, from basically maybe a biblical perspective, because I believe that we're coming down to a time that it's going to be just insane. People can't even comprehend how bad it's going to be. It's going to be, you know, World War II, the Holocaust, times 10, you know, at least. But I wanted to say this one thing. There are people that are very patriotic that cannot believe that anybody would want to leave the United States. But I would recommend people to look at Jesus being taken by Joseph and Mary to Egypt to flee Herod's slaughter of all the two-year-old baby boys in the area which they lived. Or David.
Good point.
David hiding out from Saul for 10 years in Israel's greatest enemy, the Philistines. I mean, he lived in the greatest enemy that Israel had, but God protected him there. And there are thousands of examples of fleeing that isn't, you know, tucking your tail and running or being chicken or yellow or unpatriotic. And back to our own founding fathers who fled the tyranny of King George and looking for something better for their own families and their own people, the Puritans or whoever else. There are countries that make the United States look like hell. When it comes
well,
to
I'll
freedom.
Tell you, Ron, you said you were going to post these, but give us a couple of examples of countries that you would say would be on the top of the list.
You're asking Ron or me, BJ?
BJ, I'm sorry.
Okay, you said Ron. That's all right. Well, I thought you had said
that your name was Ron after I had called you, BJ. I'm sorry.
No. I said Michael Herzog and Ron, your guest, Ron. I just was
drowning. It's me,
BJ. I'd be happy to hear some of this.
I said, Michael.
Yeah, it's me, BJ. I'm sick.
Going. But anyway, no. I would say that if you look at 100 categories, what I rate everything on a scale, and then it comes up. It's a logical way that I look at it. But I actually believe that there's going to be nuclear war, and I've studied nuclear war, and I believe that in the Northern Hemisphere there's going to be nuclear radiation circumventing the Northern Hemisphere. And so that's one thing that kind of makes a lot of the countries in the Northern Hemisphere kind of look negative for me. But I also look at freedom. Freedom is the biggest thing. And so your previous caller already mentioned Uruguay and Argentina. I think Argentina sticks out just incredibly because they have total freedom in that country. You do whatever you want to do. As long as it's not murder, rape, or robbery, you can get away with anything. I actually bought a property in Argentina. For 3.5 years, they did not pay any taxes, none, just to see what they would do. They didn't do anything. You try that in the United States. In about 3 years, they sent me a notice. It didn't threaten me or anything. And then I went in there, and I paid 10 cents on the dollar, and I'm fine with the government. And I have $1 million property. They don't do anything. It's just a total libertarian society where you live and let live. And it's a completely different mindset. Everybody that's lived in the United States their whole entire life cannot understand living in a foreign country with different customs that are so much more advanced socially and in kindness and compassion than in the United States, where materialistically and the dog-eat-dog corporate world sue everybody. Everybody gets angry, you know, road rage and all this insanity. And you walk away from it, you take 10 steps back, and it's like a fresher breath air. So I believe certainly Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Ecuador is okay, though I have problems with some of their government issues and some of the natural disasters like volcanic and earthquakes that they have in Ecuador. But there's a good amount of places in South America that are certainly second world, you know, not first world, but certainly not third world. But Argentina is the only third world country that it has the quality of life and the infrastructure and, you know, all those things. So Argentina really sticks out. There are some other countries that, you know, kind of filter their way up at the top as well, too. But they all have problems. Did that answer your question?
Yes. Would you do us a favor, BJ? Because I'm in contact with Ron off the air, and I would like for you, if you would, to, you know, forward me your research. And do you have my email
address?
I'd like
to get some of that.
Michael, I don't want to sound too hardcore, but I'm getting ready to leave the United States with my wife and children, and I'm going to make a business of this. And so my research is voluminous. I mean, it's huge,
okay.
And it's very documented, and I want to keep it in the mindset of I'm going to use it to make a business out of it. You know?
I would appreciate staying in touch with you, BJ, is what I'm saying. Okay,
sure. So myself as well.
Yeah, I would be more than happy to. To talk with you off the air or whatever to give you this insight. I think you'd be blown away with the research. I've actually bought reports that cost me over $2,000 or $3,000 just to have every country in the world listed when it comes to everything they do, from their imports, exports, all those sorts of things. And it's hard, as you know, Michael. You cannot, in a 5-minute conversation, explain 30 years of research. What you do is there's a certain amount of trust you have to have. Well, I've researched every country in the world, and you know, they all have their pros and cons, but some of them really do stick out. And I think that there's going to be a point in time when even people right now in the United States think, I'll never leave the United States. It is going to be so difficult with an economic collapse, with potential martial law, that people will be doing anything to leave. Look at Rwanda. Look at under Pol Pot in Cambodia. People would just take whatever they had on their back and leave their homes. A million people did it in Germany and Poland and Europe during World War II. The husband came to the dinner table and said, honey, tonight we're leaving. And they left the grand piano, they left the china, they left the photographs, they left grandma, but they escaped. Why? Because they didn't want to die. They didn't want to suffer. They didn't want to go to the concentration camps. Right?
They left poor grandma.
Well, some of them did. I mean, I read the stories of actually what transpired in Europe during World War II, and people left their loved ones just to get out in the nick of time.
Yep, and we're going to see that in the United States very soon.
I agree with you, Ron. And the people that left Nazi Germany early, or Poland or whatever, they survived. They have children, grandchildren, et cetera. Those that just didn't quite believe it would get that bad, some of them never made it out. They died.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been telling people that, you know, it's a good idea to consider getting out while you still can, because there may come a time where they shut it down where you can't leave.
Yeah.
And Ron, even if they elected to go to Mexico and they found out that that wasn't the place to be, they could always up and move again, right?
Yeah, you know, from Mexico, you've got access to all of Central America within a one or two day drive from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, BJ, I meant it when I said stay in touch. My website's www.theamericanawakening.org, and my email address is in there. Drop me a note, buddy. I'd like to talk to you off the air.
Okay. I'd love to talk to the guy. Right. I'd like to talk to you, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'll hook him up with you, Ron.
I'll email Michael, then we'll all give contacts with Michael. Hey, you guys, have a
very good
day. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. I think we're supposed to go to a break here. I can't hear any music. I'm looking at my clock, and we'll just keep talking until. What do you think of this show, Ron? What do you think of the input there?
I think that, you know, the majority of it is very, very positive. It shows that that we're not alone. Many people have been thinking the same thoughts, although they might have been a bit hesitant to admit it, either to themselves or to their friends. And truthfully, I think this is a subject that we need to continue.
Absolutely.
Might even warrant its own show.
All right. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with us for the final segment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-884.
All right, we're We're back. Michael Herzog, American Legal. Final segment coming up here with my guest, Ron, the expatriate from Austin, Texas. Well, folks, I'll tell you what, Ron, and I know you'll agree with me, you know, there's a lot of people thinking about it, huh?
Absolutely. More than you'd imagine.
It seems like a rather sensitive subject. It's one of those subjects you really don't want to talk about, you really don't want to think about, but when somebody starts talking about it, you loosen up and your thoughts come out. And it seems to me like the overwhelming consensus of this show shows that, yes, this thought has been crossing people's mind more and more and more. And you had mentioned to me about the possibility of putting together or having a show on this at some point in time, and I don't rule that out as a possibility. I'm going to investigate this further, as you know, and me, I'm like a dog with a bone when I grab onto something here. That caller BJ that called in that has all this information, I want to get with him off the air and chat with him a little bit about his thoughts, and of course I'll share that with you, maybe hook him up with you with a phone number and such. But we will explore this further off the air, Ron, as you know, because we've got some plans in mind here, and we'll see where it's okay, and we can be of assistance to people who are thinking about it, give them, you know, the pros and cons, where to go, where not to go, what they can expect when they get there, what they need to take, we'll see where it goes, huh?
Absolutely. I think we should look into it. Maybe even broach the subject again on another one of your shows.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I can guarantee you that, sir. Okay, listen, Ron, I'm going to let you go. I want to thank you so much for coming on. You've been a great guest. You've been very patient because I know there was a lot of chatter there, and you, in that second hour, you didn't have a lot of time to share your thoughts, but we got a lot out the first hour. At any rate, I will be talking to you soon, sir, and I wish you well, and stay safe where you are, okay?
Appreciate it. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Ron. There goes Ron, expatriate from Austin, Texas, who decided to move over the border, folks. Now, again, you know, I want to reiterate, I'm not saying, folks, by any stretch of the imagination, that that's the place to go. What I am saying is, as Ron said, it's an option, okay? We have to start looking at options here. We have to start group thinking, if you will. We have to start connecting up. We have to start networking. You know, I had a lot of callers that called in today. BJ with information. He's putting together a network. He's putting together an actual business on relocation, which I think is a fantastic idea. There was another gentleman that was talking about the Indian nations and so forth. The key is getting like minds. The key is that fighting them with the information that they're fighting us with. These guys get around these think tanks, the RAND Corporation, as I mentioned, and the Heritage Foundation, and all these think tanks, and they laugh about it behind, you know, in public, and they say, well, you know, we don't really talk about anything there. It's boring to death. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, they do. They're talking about every way possible that they can figure out how to fleece us, how to enslave us, how to get us to lick their boots, and it's time for us to stand up intellectually and fight back. And you know what? I think we can win. And I want to give all you guys kudos. I don't know whether it's because you've been calling your friends, neighbors, and relatives or whatever, but I want to thank you so much. Our numbers on this network have been up all day. Maybe you guys are starting to slap those bumper stickers on your car. I don't know. Keep up the good work. The numbers are climbing. I want to give that book on the Constitution and the Citizens Rule Book out again. Make sure you call Sandra or Julie at 800-724-2719. Give them a buzz. We'll give you the book free. We'll send it out free. Tell them how many vehicles you own, and we'll send you some bumper stickers. Might even want to get a few extras and slip it on your neighbor's car when he's sleeping and not looking. I don't know. At any rate, end of another day. I'll be out of town Friday and Monday. Tim Wingate is going to co-host my show tomorrow and Monday, and stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. Have a good rest of the day. Think about what I said. Sleep on it. Give me your thoughts next week. Bye. It's true.